It's Monday through Friday, though, right, Sam?
Yeah, Monday through Friday. Weekday payment.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, is Cameron in?
Yes, this is him, sir.
Hey, Cameron, this is Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Fine. Let me get off this dozer where I can hear you better, sir.
Sure. Is the weather good today? Were you able to work a little bit?
Oh, it's raining again, but I'm working. We're being lucky and kind of missing some of it. So.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just been my problem, honestly. For the last year, we've had, last year was extreme wet weather for 2 and 3 month times, and our country gets saturated, and it won't dry out, and then if it don't give you a break, it just keeps it that way.
Sure. No, I understand. And so, Cameron, you expecting the next couple months here to kind of really dry up and pick up in business for you?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, I think so, sir. I always do. It's just been a slow spell here, sir.
Absolutely. Well, I was having a little bit of issues, Cameron, in trying to get you an approval here. It was really hard because you have kind of a low monthly revenue coming in because of how slow it is. And you also had some NSFs, non-sufficient funds, in your account. So it was really a struggle for me. But I understand your situation. And I was able to get you an introduction program with our bank here. And I got something small for you. I know you were looking for 10 to 15. But right now, hello?
I'm still here.
Okay.
Wind's blowing, sir. So.
Oh, okay. right now, what I'm able to do for you is I can get you around $4,250. But that needs to be, the term on that is, needs to be paid back within about 4 months. The total payback on that would be $59.50, so that comes up to around $71 a day. Your total monthly payback would be $14.87. And the good thing about this program, though, is that after 2 months, since it is an introductory program, you're building a relationship with us. Once you see that the payments are coming out, we can revisit and try to get you additional funding on top of that at a better rate as well.
Sure. Well, it just hasn't been good lately, and like I said, it's last year has been, just hadn't been that productive, sir. And yet I got to pay a bunch of dang income tax because I sold a dozer. I had a nearly new dozer, and it just got so tight in that last year's period that I went back to my dealer and making the payments on it, and then the slow work probably wiped out what capital I also had until I could pedal the thing, and then I pedaled it, but it kind of come back on me. Some of it's poor countenance, I think. I'm not sure. I've got to do some changes, but
I'll
wind up paying $8,000 or $10,000 in income tax in 2015, looks like, sir, but...
I understand. You could get a payment plan set up for that. I mean, it sounds to me, you know, an extra $4,250 will help you guys out, you know, to get through a couple months. So, you know, the payback. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking out loud. Go ahead, sir. So
I just wanted to be clear on that. You know, the $4,250 is only a 4 month loan. Okay, so we start taking the payments out right away. It's $71 a day, but it's only during the week. Okay, so that's Monday through Friday. We take $71 out of your account until the full total amount is paid back. But what we can do, Cameron, in 2 months, I will call you up. And I will see how your payment history has been. And if it's good, we're going to reevaluate that and then try to get you a higher loan amount and then get you some more income, some more money, so that way you get closer to that 10-15.
In other words, you're going to be taking, now you say say that one more time, what you're wanting to do. You're going to be taking $700 a week out of that?
No. $71 a day, Monday through Friday.
Okay.
So it comes, the total is $1,400 a month is what you're going to be, $1,487 is what you're going to be paying a monthly as we take it out. But we're going to be able to deposit $4,250 into your account. So, and like I said, in 2 months, we can revisit it and try to get you additional money.
Well, what I need to do is set that up in a different account from the other one,
mm-hmm.
where it don't. I don't even
try to touch it.
In other words, you may take half of it back before I ever use it. Is what I'm saying.
Exactly. Well, we need to deposit it in the business account. That's the thing. So if you would want to leave the business account alone and then open up another account and kind of you could take the money out. Don't get me wrong. You could do whatever you want with the money. It's unsecured. But leave some money in there. I would say leave maybe a month's worth in there. $1,487. I would say leave $1,500 in there.
I have some things I need to pay real quick here.
Well, let's make this happen.
Help me to get me through this wet weather deal that's kind of going. And then, like I said, I think I'm interested in trying it, sir. I just need to make sure I leave about $1,500 in there is what you're saying, correct?
Exactly. That'll get you a whole month's worth of payments, and then you don't have to worry about it. And then you just start working and getting those jobs done and start depositing money in there and, like, splitting. I would split it. I would say make some money, take half of it, put it in your business account, take the other half, put it in your personal.
Okay.
So how about this?
Good, sir.
Well, I'll go ahead and send the docs out to you, and then you just need to sign those. I need to get a voided check from you that's for your checking account and a driver's license.
Okay.
Okay.
Do I mail this stuff back to you? Is this how this works?
Same thing like we did last time. I'm just going to need you can either email it or fax it to me, the voided check and the driver's license.
Okay. Oh, that's no problem, sure.
Okay,
well,
and then
why don't you send those?
I'll send those documents over to you in about 10, 15 minutes.
Okay. All right, sir.
All right, Cameron.
I appreciate your help, sir.
You're welcome, Cameron. I was working my butt off over here trying to get you something, you know, so.
Well, like I said, it's been so tight, sir, that I haven't paid myself hardly anything other than just what I have to, and we got to make some changes in some things we're doing.
I understand that. And this is why, you know, the beginning of this relationship will help. It'll bring you a little bit of capital, get you through another month or two. We'll revisit it again in 2 months.
Right.
And then, hey, hopefully by then you won't even need me, right? You'll be able to make money and you'll be fine.
I may want to use you periodically off and on from now on if it works out, right? You know
exactly. Okay, all right, Cameron. Well, I'll get these documents started, and then
one question I have, sir.
Sure.
I think I will take your. How will you? I think I will transfer some of your money just to put it away, just kind of like a hiding spot, and that way it's there. But what I'm thinking, sir, is I may go open up another account. Just to put this money in, do you understand what I'm saying?
I do, but what I need you to do is how we deposit the money is through the business checking account that I have on file.
Right,
and how
we
take the payment out is from that same account.
Well, what I was going to say is if I opened another business checking account and kept my one I got like it is, you see what I'm saying, or is that an issue?
That could be an issue. Let's hold off on that. I mean, you can open up another personal account for yourself, of course. But
I wasn't talking about personal. I was just talking about trying to make sure we leave your money alone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I would say just leave it alone in this one account for right now.
Okay. All right. I don't want to rock the boat. I appreciate your help. Anything right now, I'd help.
Yeah, you got it, Cameron.
$1,000 to the world is good for me. right now, sir. So.
You got it, Cameron. Well, I'll go ahead and get the documents out and get ready to send it to you, and then you get a voided check for me, and then I'm just going to need a copy of your driver's license.
Okay. And then we'll email it back to you.
Yeah, we'll email it to me or fax it to me, whatever's easier for you.
Okay. Well, it's probably faxing it, sir, but it depends on what we got going. You know what I mean, sir. So.
Definitely. I'll be in touch with you later today, Cameron.
Thank you, sir.
All right, you're welcome.
Your help.
You're very welcome, Cameron.
All right, bye-bye, sir.
Bye.